So we have arrived at the neck and the throat, the fifth chakra. We might need to do a few more shoulder circles and moving our head from side to side, stretching out our neck in different ways. Focusing on that ability to see all sides of a situation. Flexibility. This is such an important area of our body as it connects our head and our heart. How does your neck feel today? In your throat. Are you speaking your truth? Do you feel aligned with your soul purpose, and are you able to execute that in your career? There's a lot that comes up with career issues in the neck area, especially when our soul might be wanting us to do one thing, but we're in a job that is not fulfilling that path of service. And then, of course, we have communication. Such a big topic at the fifth chakra. How does it feel to speak the truth? And do we have right timing with what we speak life to? Do we use mantra, prayer, affirmation, vocal toning? Do we use our frequency and our vibration in a way that creates our life the way that we want it to be? This is the bridge of heaven and earth, just like the heart. It's another type of bridge because it's about personal will in alignment with divine will, with the divine plan for our life. And one good thing about using gemstones at this area is that we can get a necklace in just the right length, just the right weight of a stone. Maybe bring in some blue kyanite or turquoise, possibly some sodalite, blue lace agate. All of these are incredibly nourishing for the throat chakra. So let's do our thing. Let's go in through the chakra opening in the front body, like a doorway or a gate or a portal that we can just open by putting our awareness there and go in, taking our awareness inside to look around at the larynx, at the trachea, the thyroid, the lymph nodes, the muscles in the neck, the cervical vertebrae. What do you see and what do you sense in your neck and throat area that needs support, that needs nourishing? As always, we connect in with a chakra and we say, how can I help you? How can I support you? What kind of assistance could I bring to you as an offering? And I love vocal toning, especially for the throat, because so many times the things that we need to say and the things that we want to say, but we might not have the opportunity or the courage or the right timing to say them, they get lodged and they get stuck in this energy center. And as you're in here swirling around, looking, doing your medical intuitive work, what does your thyroid look like to you? And how does it respond when you connect in with it and you love it? Our thyroids get worn out. They get worn out by not enough rest, having to do it all, too much caffeine. And by the time thyroid issues show up in medical testing, because of the way that our thyroid works, it works late at night and it produces particular units. By the time the tests show that there's an imbalance or that the gland is suffering. It's already been tired and it's already been depleted for a really, really long time. So you might want to take your hand and just lovingly place it on your throat. Connect in with your thyroid and soothe it. Breathe into it, visualizing a color that would be supportive to it. Allow it to just take a rest. And think about all the things that need to be said with those that are living on this plane or those who might have gone on. We're going to do some toning, some sound therapy, and I want you to try different vowel sounds here and see what feels like release. When you tone at the throat chakra long enough to have an energy release, it feels like ribbons of color just start pouring out of the chakra. It's so beautiful. So let's start with the E sound, like cheese. Let's see what that one feels like. Take a deep breath with me. E. Now put some intention into releasing things that need to be said. Releasing them as energy, not words, just things that have been lodged. Let's do A as in say. A. Ooh, I like that one. I can feel that one. Feel a nice release there. Let's try I as in sky. That was my sweet spot. I need to do that one about 10 times. So I want you to continue with these and possibly an anointing of your favorite fifth chakra essential oil for the neck, for the throat, maybe some peppermint, some geranium or clary sage. Let's think about the color turquoise or the stone turquoise or possibly a flower that you would place at your throat or at your neck as an offering of peace and harmony and healing for maybe any injuries that your neck has been through. Your neck and your throat are such important parts of your whole existence. And I want you to think deeply on some topics like, is your career fulfilling your soul purpose? Your neck and the pain or discomfort or tension in your neck is going to reflect that back to you. Or if you are in alignment with what your soul came here to do, your neck will be flexible and beautiful. So think about mantras, think about affirmations, think about breathing life and speaking life into what you want to create. And allow any sound that wants to release, even if it's not a pretty sound, even if it's an awkward, uncomfortable sound, take this time with me, this sacred space that we've created together to nourish your fifth chakra. The best gift you could give your fifth chakra is to speak your truth. So make some noise. Thank you.